Pharaoh is an evil man who stole the throne for his own glory. He has killed the son of the Hittite king, and we are on the brink of war. He worships nobody but himself. He uses fear and hatred as his tools to control the people around him.
He is Pharaoh. It is his right to rule however he chooses. His word is law.
I was momentarily speechless.
You cannot believe this is acceptable. Pharaoh should be a just and honest man. He should rule with compassion and wisdom for the benefit of all of our citizens, not just a chosen few.
And yet you married him.
Her voice was placid.
It was you who made him Pharaoh.
I didn't marry him. My signature on the marriage contract was forged.
She considered me, looking deep into my eyes, as if she found a truth there that was different to my words.
And you think you can do better? You plan to make yourself Pharaoh?
I don't know. I have no wish to be Pharaoh. I have no desire for power or glory. I want to protect my people. Perhaps I need only be Pharaoh until I can find a man worthy of the task.
And you know no men you consider worthy. You must have impossibly high standards.
And the impossible is exactly what the eye can do, from what I understand.
Will you help me? I don't know where it is.
My eyes filled with tears, which I quickly blinked away before they could fall.
Then why did you ask to meet with me? I thought that meant you could help.
I can help you, but I don't know where the eye is.
Somebody must know.
There was one person, she said. But that was years ago, and he might not even be alive any more.
Where do I find him?
I don't know.
A sudden rush of fury flooded me.
Then what exactly can you do to help me? So far, all you have done is prevented me from continuing with my search.
But you don't know where to search, so I have not prevented you from anything.
Her tone was still placid, unperturbed by my anger.
You said you could help. What are you offering?
You must go to Indu. There is a woman there who will be able to guide you on your journey.
She will be able to take me to this person who knows where the eye is.
My brief exultation was quickly dashed.
I doubt it. But she will be able to guide you on the next step of your journey.
Is the eye in Indu?
Probably not.
So I must travel all the way to Indu to find this woman who will tell me where I must travel to next.
Yes.
I don't have time for this. I need the eye now, before there is war with Hattusa.
The gods keep the eye well hidden. They don't intend it to be used lightly. If you cannot locate it, you are not meant to wield it.
Surely, if the gods knew why I wanted the eye, they would hand it to me. But I kept my thoughts to myself. She was trying to help in her own way.
How will I find this woman?
Go to Indu and find the place where the ocean splits into three rivers. Follow the southernmost river to the end, and you will find a white house which sits on a hill. Behind the house stands a grove of bale trees. This is where you will find her.
What is her name?
I was given directions, but not a name.
You want me to go all the way to Indu without even knowing the name of the woman I seek?
I didn't know whether to laugh or cry. This quest seemed both ludicrous and impossible.
Truly, I wish I could give you more information, but I don't know who she is.